Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine, and we will be doing our 17th podcast in our series of addressing the challenges of vending technology. With me today is Glenn Butler, the Vice President and Chief Technology Officer of Crane Merchandising Systems. Glenn, back on January 6th, we have a podcast with an interview with an operator who questions the impact of a service schedule disruption on a pre-kitted route. He claims that the pre-kitting of the routes in the warehouse is a standardized service model, and I think he's correct in that. But what happens if you have an event like a snowstorm? What impact does that have on your service schedule? Your service schedule will be disrupted, so what do you do with the pre-packed bins that you never delivered due to this disruption, and how does this affect your ongoing service schedule?
Okay, well, you know, that's a great question. So I think if the disruption is, you know, one day or less, most companies would take the same bins out and use them just a day later. But if the service schedule disruption is more than that, they would return the products back into inventory. And of course, the software system, whether it's using remote technology or not, can then reforecast what's going to be needed to go in the machines. And obviously, if it's a few days later, it's going to forecast that more products are needed.
And can that be done quickly?
Yeah, it can be done quickly, but the issue always is there's a lead time, and, you know, different companies do things differently. So the standard model is if a company is pre-kitting for Tuesday, they will pre-kit all day Monday for that. So generally, you need to finalize your schedule, you know, a day ahead of time so you can give your pre-kitters the time they need to pre-kit the bins. Now, I do know some companies are moving towards a third shift or pre-kitting at night, or, you know, at least pre-kitting using part-time labeling in the afternoon. And obviously, the closer, the shorter the time between when you're pre-kitting and when you're delivering the products, the more accurate, you know, the pre-kitting bins are going to be. But, you know, all the software systems and the remote monitoring systems out there today will take into account that you're, you know, packing for an order that's going to be delivered 24 hours later.
Okay. And in your opinion, have disruptions in service schedule presented a major problem for operators who are pre-kitting their routes?
I don't think it's been a major problem. I will say this: when that type of event happens, if they are using, you know, pre-kitting system, they're probably also likely using some advanced scheduling tools, and the scheduling tools would allow them to more proactively make sure that when, you know, they are able to get back on the road, that they're hitting the highest importance accounts where there's you know, more than likely the most amount of sellouts, because of course the scheduling tools will predict how many sellouts are going to be at each machine using either forecasting models or remote data.
Okay. All right. Very good. Well, that concludes our 17th podcast in our series on challenges in vending technology. Thank you, Glenn.